Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Saha Viryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavinka Vinam Upamashravasamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvanuti Vesidasadhanam Mahaganapataye Namaha. Om Namaste Astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Tripurandakaya Trikalagnikalaya Kalagnirudraya Nilakantaya Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Sriman Mahadevaya Namaha. Om Shruti Smriti Purananam Alayam Karunalayam Namami Bhagavat Pada Shankaram Loka Shankaram Sadashiva Samarambham Shankaracharya Madhyamam Asmaracharya Paryantam Vande Guru Paramparam Shankaram Shankaracharyam Keshavam Badarayanam Sutrabhashakratau Vande Bhagavantau Punah Punaha Ishwaro Guru Ratmeti Murti Bheda Vibhagine Vyoma Vatvyapta Dehaya Dakshinamurtaye Namaha Gukaras Twantakarascha Rukaras Tannivartakaha Andhakara Nirotitvat Guru Ritya Vidhiyate. Om Swasti Prajapyah Paripalayantam Nyayena Margena Mahim Mahishaha Go Brahmanepyah Shupamastu Nityam Loka Samasta Sukhino Pavantu Kale Varshatu Parajanyaha Prithivi Satyashalini Desho Yamsho Parahitaha Brahmana Santu Nirpayaha Sarve Pavantu Sukhinaha Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschit Dukkha Bhak Bhavet Asato ma sadgamaya, tamaso ma jyotirgamaya, mrityor ma amritam gamaya. Om shanti shanti shanti. We'll chant through Nakarmana together all the way through, and then we'll go through and work on it, okay? Om Nakarmana Na Prajaya Tane Na Tyage Naike Amritatvama Nashuhu Parena Na Kannihitanguhayam Viprajate Yadyatayo Vishanti Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitartha Sanyasa Yoga Dyataya Shuddha Sattva Te Brahma Loke Tu Para Antakale Paramritat Parimuchanti Sarve Dahrang Vipapam Parame Eshma Putang Yat Pundarikam Puramadhyasakastam Tatrapi dahrangaganan vishokastasmin yadantas tadupasitavyam. Yo veda dao swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakatilinasya yaparasa maheshwaraha na tatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam ne ma vidyuto bhanti kuto yamaknihi tameva bhantam anupati sarvam tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. Repeat after me, with Nakarmana. Om Nakarmana na Prajaya.
Om Nakarmana na Prajaya.
Tane na Tyage Naike.
Tane na Tyage Naike.
Amritatvama Nashuhu.
Amritatvama Nashuhu.
Parena na Kannihitam. Guhayang viprajate.
Guhayang viprajate.
Yad yatayo vishanti.
Yad yatayo vishanti.
Vedanta vijnana sunishchitartas.
Vedanta vijnana sunishchitartas.
Sanyasa yogad.
Sanyasa yoga.
Yataya shuddha sattva.
Yataya shuddha sattva.
Te brahma loketu.
Te brahma loketu.
Paraantakale.
Paraantakale.
Paramritat parimuchanti sarve. Dahram vipapam.
Dahram vipapam.
Parame eshma bhutam.
Parame eshma bhutam.
Yat pundarikam.
Yat pundarikam.
Puramadhya sakhastam.
Puramadhya sakhastam.
Tatrapi dahram. Gaganam vishokas.
Gaganam vishokas.
Tasmin yadantas.
Tasmin yadantas.
Tadupasitavyam.
Tadupasitavyam.
Yo veda dao swara prokto.
Yo veda dao swara prokto.
Vedante cha pratishtitaha.
Vedante cha pratishtitaha.
Tasya prakriti linasya.
Tasya prakriti linasya.
Yah parasa maheshwaraha.
Yah parasa maheshwaraha.
Yah parasa maheshwaraha.
Yah parasa maheshwaraha.
Natatra suryo bhati.
Natatra suryo bhati.
Nachandra tarakam.
Nachandra tarakam.
Ne ma vidyuto panti.
Ne ma vidyuto panti.
Kutoya magnihi.
Kutoya magnihi.
Tameva bhantam.
Tameva bhantam.
Anupati sarvam.
Anupati sarvam.
Tasya bhasa.
Sarvamidam vibhati.
Sarvamidam vibhati. The beginning. Om Nakarmana na Prajaya.
Om Nakarmana na Prajaya.
Tane na Tyage naike amritatvama nashuhu.
Tane na Tyage naike amritatvama nashuhu.
Om Nakarmana na Prajaya.
Om Nakarmana na Prajaya.
Tane na Tyage naike.
Tane na Tyage naike.
Amritatvama nashuhu.
Amritatvama.
Parena na kanihitam.
Parena na kanihitam.
Guhayam viprajate.
Guhayam viprajate.
Yadyatayo vishanti.
Yadyatayo vishanti.
Vedanta vijnana sunishchitartas.
Vedanta vijnana sunishchitartas.
Sannyasa yogad yataya shuddha sattva.
Sannyasa yogad yataya shuddha sattva.
Sannyasa yogad.
Sannyasa yogad.
Yataya shuddha sattva.
Yataya shuddha sattva.
Te brahma loketu. Paraantakale,
Paraantakale,
Paramratat Parimuchanti Sarve,
Paramratat Parimuchanti Sarve,
Dahrang Vipapam,
Dahrang Vipapam,
Parame Eshma Bhutaim,
Parame Eshma Bhutaim,
Yet Pundarikam.
Yadkundarikam
Puramadhya Sakhastam
Puramadhya Sakhastam
Tatrapi Dahrang
Tatrapi Dahrang
Gaganan Vishokas
Gaganan Vishokas
Tasmin Yadantas
Tasmin Yadantas
Tadupasitavyam
Tadupasitavyam
Yo Veda Dao Swarah Prokta Vedante cha pratishthitaha
Vedante cha pratishthitaha
Tasya prakatilinasya
Tasya prakatilinasya
Yaparasa maheshwaraha
Yaparasa maheshwaraha
Natatra suryo bhati
Natatra suryo bhati
Nachandra tarakam Nema vidyuto bhanti
Nema vidyuto bhanti
Kutoya magnihi
Kutoya magnihi
Tameva bhantam
Tameva bhantam
Anupati sarvam
Anupati sarvam
Tasya bhasa
Tasya bhasa
Sarvamidam vibhati
Sarvamidam vibhati
Now we'll just try chanting it together. Just do the best that you can with it. Okay. I'm going to go chant as slowly as I can. Okay. Om na karmana na prajaya tanena tyage naike amritatvama nashuhu Parena nakanihitam guhayam vibhajate yadyatayo vishanti Vedanta vijnana sunishchitarthas sanyasa yogad yataya shuddha sattva Te brahma loke tu para antakale paramritat parimuchanti sarve dahram vipapam parame eshma bhutaim yat pundarikam puramadhya sakhastam Tatrapi dahram gaganan vishokas tasmin yadantas tadupasitavyam Yo veda dao swarah prokto vedante cha pratishthitaha tasya prakritilinasya yaparas Maheshwaraha Natatra Suryo Bhati Nachandra Tarakam ne ma vidyuto panti kuto yam agnihi tameva bhantam anupati sarvam tasya bhasa sarvamidam vipati. For those that are actually practicing this off the tape, I'm going to do it at normal speed. Okay? Can you try to do it with me? Normal slow, not normal fast. Om na karmana na prajaya tane na tyage naike amlatattvama na shuhu pare na na kannihi tanguhayam vi rajate yad yatayo vishanti vedanta vijnana sunishchitartas sannyasa yogad yataya shuddha sattva te brahma loke tu para antakale paramritat parimuchanti sarve dahraṁ vipapam parame eshma putain yat pundarikam puramadya sakkastam tatrapi dahraṁ gaganan vishokas tasmin yadantas tadupasitavyam yo vedadau swarah prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakatilinasya yap parasa maheshwarah na tatra suryo pati na chandra tarakam ne ma vidyuto panti kuto yamaknihi tameva pantam anupati sarvam tasya bhasa sarvam idam vipati. Let's do the Mrityunjaya. Repeat after me. Start with Om. I have to put the Om on here. So. Om Trayambakam Yaja, Om Trayambakai Yaja Mahes, Om Trayambakai Yaja Mahes, Sugantim Pushtivartanam,
Sugantim Pushtivartanam,
Urvarukamiva,
Urvarukamiva,
Bantanan,
Bantanan,
Mrityor Mukshiya,
Mrityor Mukshiya,
Mamrita'ata, Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam.
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 Urvarukamiva Bankanan. Mrityor Mukshiya Mamrita Ata. So let's just chant it together for a while. Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanan Mrityor Mukshiya Mamrita Ata. Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanan Mrityor Mukshiyamamrita Ata. Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanan Mrityor Mukshiyamamrita Ata. Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanan Mrityor Mukshiyamamrita Ata. Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanan Mrityor Mukshiyamamrita Ata. Om Trayambakane Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanan Mritchor Mukshiyamamrita'ata Om Trayambakane Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanan Mritchor Mukshiyamamrita'ata Now. Last week I translated this. This week we'll learn some of it. Everybody have it? Shanno Mitrash?
Which one?
Shanti Mantra.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Om Shanno Mitrash. Om Shanno Mitrash. Om Shanno Mitrash.
Om Shanno Mitrash.
The anuswara on the shun becomes na, okay? Because of the following dental. So Om Shanno Mitrash.
Om Shanno Mitrash.
The visarga becomes sha because of the sandhi rule of the visarga changing to the sha sound before a sibilant sha. So, Om Shanno Mitrash.
Om Shanno Mitrash.
Shambarunaha.
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 Om Shanno Mitrash. Shambarunaha.
Om Shanno Mitrash. Shambarunaha.
Om Shanno Mitrash. Shambarunaha.
Om Shanno Mitra
Shambharunaha. Shanno
Pavatvaryama.
Now there, Shanno Pavati, Pavatu, Aryama. It means let Aryama, who's a deity, may Aryama bless us.
Who's that?
It's just one of the deities. I don't know the specifics of Aryama. Aryaman. Shanno Pavatvaryama.
Shanno Pavatvaryama.
Shanno Pavatvaryama.
Shanno Pavatvaryama.
The beginning. On Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha.
Om Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha.
Om Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha.
Om Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha.
Shanno Pavatvaryama.
Shanno Pavatvaryama.
Shanno Pavatvaryama.
Shanno Pavatvaryama.
Om Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha. Actually, I said that wrong. It's shang. It's a nasalized va. Om Shanno Mitra Shang Varunaha.
Om Shanno Mitra Shang Varunaha.
Shanno Pavatvaryama.
Shanno Pavatvaryama.
Shanna Indro.
Shanna Indro.
Shanna Indro.
Shanna Indro.
Brihaspatihi.
Brihaspatihi.
Brihaspatihi. Shanna Indro. Brihaspatihi.
Shanna Indro. Brihaspatihi.
Shanna Indro. Brihaspatihi.
Shanna Indro. Brihaspatihi.
Shanno Vishnu.
Shanno Vishnu.
Shanno Vishnu.
Shanno Vishnu.
Shanno Vishnur.
Shanno Vishnur.
Actually, I'll keep it at Vishnu because this is how it sounds. Shanno Vishnurukramaha. Now, if I were break the Sandhi, if I were breaking the Sandhi, it goes Shan Naha Vishnuhu Urukramaha. Or that Ra is a Visarga. Vishnuhu Urukramaha. Urukramaha. Urukramaha means the one who has long strides. So Vishnuhu Urukramaha. So, but when we're chanting it, it's going to be Shan, because of the double Ra there, right? So it goes Shanno Vishnururukramaha. Shanno Vishnururukramaha. So just for breaking it to make it easier for you, I'm going Shanno Vishnu, right, Vishnu?
Yeah.
But it's really Vishnur. So Shanno Vishnu.
Shanno
Vishnu.
Shanno Vishnu.
Shanno Vishnururukramaha.
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 Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane.
Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo.
Namo Brahmane. Namaste Vayo.
Namo Brahmane. Namaste Vayo.
Namo Brahmane. Namaste Vayo.
Namo Brahmane. Namaste Vayo.
Twameva Pratyaksham.
Twameva Pratyaksham.
Twameva Pratyaksham.
Twameva Pratyaksham.
Brahmasi.
Brahmasi.
Remember the Sandhi? Just Twam Eva Pratyaksham Brahmasi. Twam Eva, you indeed, Pratyaksham, that direct, immediate Brahman, S-E-R. You indeed are that immediate Brahman, directly perceivable Brahman. Twam eva pratyaksham brahmasi.
Twam eva pratyaksham brahmasi.
Twam eva pratyaksham brahmasi.
Twam eva pratyaksham brahmasi.
Twam eva pratyaksham.
Twam eva pratyaksham.
Twam eva pratyaksham.
Brahma Vadishyami.
Brahma Vadishyami.
Oh.
Was
it?
Brahma Vadishyami. Why is it Twam?
Yeah, why are you emphasizing Twa? Twa, isn't it Twa?
No,
twa
the first one is Twam, but Twam is the Twam is nominative singular. Twam is accusative singular.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if I say, look at the first sentence, Twam eva pratyaksham brahma asi. Twam eva asi. You indeed are. Twam eva asi. Asi means are. You are. Twam eva asi. You indeed are the immediate Brahman. Pratyaksham, immediately visible Brahman. Twam eva pratyaksham brahma. Then Twam eva pratyaksham brahma vadishami. I will call you. I will call you. Now, you is in the accusative singular. I will call you.
What did Shami mean? I will, because...
Yeah, I will call you. I will name you. Right? I will name you. Now, Twam is accusative singular. Vadishami, I will call you. Twam Eva, I will call you. Twam, indeed, Pratyaksham Brahma.
Vad is to speak, right?
In yeah, to speak.
Then Vadishyami...
It's in the future. The future tense. And you'll learn
we
that...
We haven't done that.
We haven't done it yet.
What's this visible Brahman?
It's actually a word for Brahman is prana, the life force. So I talked about this last week. Okay. Tvam eva pratyaksham brahma vidishyami. So, tvam eva pratyaksham.
Tvam eva pratyaksham.
Brahma vidishyami.
Brahma vidishyami.
Tvam eva pratyaksham.
Tvam eva pratyaksham.
Brahma vidishyami.
Brahma vidishyami.
Tvam eva pratyaksham 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 brahma vidishyami.
Ratham vadishyami.
Ratham vadishyami.
Ratham vadishyami.
Ratham vadishyami.
Ratham vadishyami.
Ratham vadishyami.
I'm not pronouncing properly the nasal. Ratham vadishyami.
Ratham vadishyami.
I would say ma, it should be na. Ratham vadishyami. Ratham vadishyami.
Ratham vadishyami.
Satyam vadishyami.
Satyam vadishyami.
Satyam vadishyami.
Satyam vadishyami.
Satyam vadishyami.
Satyam vadishyami.
Tanmam avatu.
Tanmam avatu.
Tanmam avatu.
Tanma
mavatu.
Tanma mavatu.
Tadvaktara mavatu.
Tadvaktara mavatu.
Tadvaktara mavatu.
Tadvaktara mavatu.
Tadvaktara mavatu.
Tadvaktara mavatu.
Avatu mam.
Avatu mam.
Avatu mam.
Avatu mam.
Avatu mam.
Avatu vaktaram.
Avatu vaktaram. Avatu vaktaram.
Avatu vaktaram.
Avatu vaktaram.
Avatu vaktaram.
Om shanti shanti shantihi.
Om shanti shanti shantihi.
From the beginning, repeat after me. Om Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha.
Om Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha.
Shanno Pavatvara Yama.
Shanno Pavatvara Yama.
Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi.
Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi.
Shanno Vishnu Rukramaha.
Shanno Vishnu
Rukramaha. Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane.
Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami.
Ratham vadishyami.
Ratham vadishyami.
Satyam vadishyami.
Satyam vadishyami.
Tanmam avatu.
Tanmam avatu.
Tadvaktaram avatu.
Tadvaktaram avatu.
Avatu mam.
Avatu mam.
Avatu vaktaram.
Avatu vaktaram.
Om shanti shanti shantihi.
Om shanti shanti shantihi.
We're going to do it three times together and just do the best you can. Om om shanno mitrasham varunaha. Shanno Pavatvara Yama. Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi. Shanno Vishnururu Kramaha. Namo Brahmane. Namaste Vayo. Twameva pratyaksham brahmasi. Twameva pratyaksham brahma vadishyami. Ratam vadishyami. Satyam vadishyami. Tanmam avatu. Tadvaktaram avatu. Avatu mam. Avatu vaktaram. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Shanno Mitra Shangvarunaha. Shanno Pavatvar Yama. Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi. Shanno Vishnururukramaha. Namo Brahmane. Namaste Vayo. Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi. Twameva pratyaksham brahma vadishyami, ratam vadishyami, satyam vadishyami, tanmam avatu, tadvaktaram avatu, avatu mam, avatu vaktaram. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Om Shanno Mitra Shambharunaha Shanno Bhavatvar Yama Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi Shanno Vishnururukramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami Ratam vadishyami, satyam vadishyami, tanmam avatu, tadvaktaram avatu, avatu mam, avatu vaktaram. Om shanti shanti shanti.
Okay, take a little break. All right, we're on page 42. We're going to work on sentences again. The third line down on page 42, Murkanam. Okay. Everybody there, page 42, the third line down. Okay, so repeat after me. Murkanam. Vayatyam na sahamahe. Vayatyam na sahamahe. Murkhanam vayatyam na sahamahe.
Good.
What's the verb?
Sahamahe.
Sahamahe. Mahe, right? That would be evahe mahe. Third person plural.
First person.
I meant first person, I'm sorry. First person plural. Let me tell you what the words mean.
That's correct.
Yes. Murka means fool. Vayatyam. What does vayatyam mean for this? A minute. Rudeness, yeah. Impudence or rudeness. No, not. Sa means to endure. Okay? So what does it say?
We cannot endure the rudeness of stupid people.
Of fools, right? Murka, murkanam. Murkanam, genitive plural, right? Like ramanam, murkanam, genitive plural. Vayatyam is accusative singular. Na sahamahe, see that vayatim is a neuter noun, that's right. So accusative singular, na sahamahe. We do not, we all, first person plural, we all do not endure the impudence of fools. Right? Of fools, the impudence, not we endure. Right? If you were just reading along, of fools, impudence, not we endure. I'd like you to practice reading like that so that you can continually realize that you actually understand what that means,
yes.
You know, in that order. Okay. Everybody see it? Let's do the next one. Vrikshesu kusumani Vartante.
Vrikshesu
Kusumani Vartante. What's the verb?
Vartante.
What do you think the root of the verb is? Okay, you've got varat, you've taken the ante off, but ar is a guna. So what's the root? Vrit. We see ar probably almost 99% of the time that ar will go to ar. Okay? So vrit is the root. Let me tell you the words. Vriksha, tree. Kusuma, flower. Okay? Vrit, to be, to exist. So what does it say? Kusumani would be what?
Flowers.
Flowers. And, flowers. Kusumani, kusumam, kusume, kusumani. Kusumani vartante. Flowers are. Vrikshesu. What case is that shu ending? Vrikshesu. Locative plural, like rameshu. In trees, flowers are or exist. In English, we might say there are flowers in the trees, right? Flowers are in trees. In trees, flowers are. In trees, flowers remain. Sometimes brit has the sense of remaining also, but it's a verb to be. Like us is a verb to be. Bu, to be, to become. Us is. Bu, to be, to become. Vrit, vart. Okay, vrit is to be, or in the sense of remaining, existing there, being there. Just subtle differences, but all of them can translate just as is. So, vrikshesu, in flower, in trees, kusumani, nominative plural, flowers, vartante, are.
Kirk, would you also use second person plural for vartante or something instead of vartante? Or flowers, because then,
if it was vartadwe, then it would be you all are, you all are, you, oh flowers,
you are like,
you, like, oh flowers, hey flowers,
right.
You are in the trees. Be addressing them as people or something. Everybody okay? Let's do the next one. Acharyasya nirdesham anurudhyatwe. Acharyasya nirdesham anurudhyatve. Okay. Acharyasya nirdesham anurudhyatve. What's the verb? Anurudhyatve. When you see dve, what is it? Second person plural. Here's the meaning of the words. Acharya is the teacher. Nirdesha is the command or the instruction. Anurudh is to obey. They have direction down. Let's see what they have from Nirdesha. Yeah, direction, that's good. Direction, instruction is the idea. Acharya, teacher. Nirdesha, instruction. Anurudh, to obey. Do you see the ya there? What does that ya mean when you see a ya there? Fourth gana, the fourth conjugation. The gana sign for the fourth conjugation is ya. So anurudhya, anurudhya dve. So what does it say?
You
instructions
of the teacher.
The instruction.
Instruction.
The direction. Acharyasya, sya, is genitive, singular, like Ramasya.
So that's of the teacher.
Of the teacher. Nirdesham has got to be accusative, right? Because the verb is anuruddhyatve, which means you all obey, right? You all follow. The nirdesham, the direction or instruction, acharyasya, of the teacher. Acharyasya, of the teacher, nirdesham, direction, anuruddhyatve, you all obey. Next one. Vrityanam aparadhan kshamamahe. Brityanam aparadhan kshamamahe. Kshamamahe. What's the verb? Evahe mahe, right? So what is it, mahe? First person plural. Let me give the meaning of the words. Britya is a servant. Aparada is a fault. A fault or an error. Kshum is to forgive.
The false of the servants.
Yeah. Brityanam, like Ramanam, right? Genitive plural. Of the servants. Brityanam. Aparadhan, like Raman. Accusative plural, right? Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. Ramam, Ramau, Raman. Aparadhan, Raman. Accusative plural. Kshamamahe, we all forgive. We, plural, forgive. Aparadhan, the faults. Brityanam, of the servants. Of the servants, the faults, we forgive. Everybody see it? Of the servants, the faults, we forgive. Ramasya nayane spandete. Ramasya nayane spandete.
Ramasya nayane spandete.
What's the verb?
Spandete.
What is it? What?
Third person singular.
Spandete is third person singular. Spandete, spandete, spandente. You see that A there? Spend, listen to the third person singular for spend. Spendete, spendete, spendente. See that ete there? That's dual.
Third person dual.
Third person dual. They translate spend as throb. Spend. Rama, nayana. Nayanam is actually eyes. Nayana, and nayana, it's actually a neuter noun. Nayana means eye. Uh-huh. Physical eye, eyeball, eye. Spund means to throb. Palampale plani, palampale plani.
Oh. Is that the eyes of
the two eyes. Palampale plani, nayanam, nayane. Nayanani. Nayane spandete. Nayane spandete. Dual, third person dual, third person dual, right? Dual, nominative dual, nayane. Third person dual, spandete. Ramasya nayane. The two eyes of Rama, both eyes of Rama, spandete, throb. They're throbbing, they're twitching. Spend can be throb, it could also is a like twitching or shaking. These are various words, meaning of the word spend. They have just throb here to go with this. So does everybody see the Ramasya of Rama?
Yes.
Then do you see nayane, nominative or accusative, dual? But here, if you notice, the verb is in the third person dual. And nayane is going to be the subject. The two eyes, nayane, Ramasya nayane, the two eyes of Rama, spandete, they throb. Everybody see it?
Seems like an odd sentence.
They are odd, but he's doing his best, I think. Let's do the next one. Akashe vihaga dayante, the Sunday, akashe, dihagaha. Whose phone?
That's mine.
Huh?
Yeah, it's on the
phone. Huh. That's all right. Akashe, dihagaha, dayante.
Akashe, dihagaha, dayante.
What's the verb? What do you think the verbal root is?
So you could do daya, aya.
This is a, let me just, it's a first gunna root, so the gunna sign is a. When you see aya, that aya, that is a semi-vowel equivalent of a. A is a gunna letter. Of what?
E.
E or E. The root here happens to be D. You're going to eventually get used to seeing this. Let me write this on the board. So why this is important is so that you can look actually look the word up. Okay. The root is D. And it means to fly. It's a first dominate and a root. Okay? That means its gunna sign is a. The gunna sign is a, and the ending is, in this case, third person plural, ante. In a first gunna root, the ending vowel, short or long, takes gunna. So D becomes de. Plus a, plus ante. A plus a. A takes its semi-vowel equivalent. So you have to know that the semi-vowel equivalent of a is I. And then you end up, when there's a rule that says for these third-person plural terminations that this and a remain as a short a, so that has to be memorized. Okay, so what you don't know when you see this is whether the word is a long e or a short e. You don't know that. But you know that it's going to probably be a long or a short e. Because if this was short e, it would come out exactly the same. Because the rule is that an ending vowel, short or long, takes gunna. So when you see this final form, you don't know, but you know that this is going to go back to an E. Okay? So why I'm putting that on the board is because I want to start having you get used to seeing this aya. Aya and of. We'll see other examples of that. And your mind just starts naturally taking it back. So let's look at the meaning of the words akashe, vihagaha. A plus visarga plus soft consonant or vowel visarga drops. Vihagaha, dayante. Akasha is space. Vihaga is a bird. D of dayante means to fly. Mm-hmm. In space. Akashe, rame. Where do the birds fly?
Oh, I thought akashe was a neuter.
It is. I think it is neuter. But akashe is still in the locative singular, but it's also...
It's palampale, palani. So, oh, it's not... Yeah, it's confused one. Like,
yeah, there's different. It can be different things. What Kiki's pointing out is akasha... Yeah. I think akasha is a neuter noun.
So that's in space.
Also, it's locative.
Locative singular.
So it's in space.
Right. In space.
But locative is...
Akashe.
Right.
Akashe, akashe yoho,
right.
Akashe shu.
I was thinking it's either... Yeah, it didn't make sense for it to be to a locative or I'm sorry, I got lost. What was Vihiga?
Vihiga is bird. Vihiga. Vihiga. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha.
These sheets that you, are these online too?
Yeah.
Because I think I missed, I was on for 10 weeks, so I didn't have
You don't have endings there?
Ending, I only have E endings.
They're in the book as well.
Yeah, they're in the book. Just pass this back to him. Let's look at this again. Akashe.
In space.
In space. Vihagaha. Birds. Vihagaha, like Ramaha.
All the many birds.
The many birds.
Two birds. All the ones that you have.
Vihagaha. Dayante. Third person, plural. In space, the birds fly. In space, birds fly. Krishnasya chaturyena vismayante janaha. This Krishnasya chaturyena.
Krishna chaturyena.
Vismayante
janaha.
What's the verb? Vismayante. What do you think the verbal root is? Well, you're there. Vismayante, I'm going to do this for you. V is an upasarga, right? That's a preposition. So you've got the V, and then you've got smayante. With a smayante, you see that aya in there?
Smi.
So it's either going to be smi or smi. V is an upasarga, smi or smi. It happens to be short e. So the verbal root here is short e, smi. V is a preposition, an upasarga, so v, smi. And then the nt, it's a first kind of root, so smi becomes sme. Sme plus nte, right? Sme plus a becomes smaya, plus nte, smayante. So v, smayante. Let me tell you the meaning of the words. Krishna is Krishna, name. Chaturya is skill, or capacity, or skill, chaturya. Vismi means to wonder at, to be amazed at. Jana is person. Chaturya is skill. Chaturyena is what? Instrumental singular. Ramena. Okay? Chaturyena, Ramena, Palena, instrumental singular. Krishnasya, what is sya? Genitive, right? Krishnasya chaturyena. Vismayante, they wonder. They are amazed at. He has the sense of being, you know, just amazed at by something, to just be they find it a wonder. Vismayante, so they are amazed, or they wonder. Janaha, what is that?
Plural people.
Nominative. Nominative. Of Krishna, by the skill, they wonder the people. Now, remember that the instrumental can be also the reason for something. So here, these people are amazed. Why are they amazed? What's causing them to be amazed? By Rama's skill, they're amazed. In English, we'd say they're just amazed at Rama's skill. Then you think at is locative.
Yeah.
You have to think of how they say that in Sanskrit, and don't get too tied to prepositions, the use of prepositions. Because in English we'd say, oh, you're amazed at Rama's skill. But The reason that you're amazed is Rama's skill. Mm-hmm. Rama's skill is amazing to you. So that's why you're amazed. So they're using the instrumental there. Because of Rama's, you're amazed by Rama's skill. We can also, that also makes sense in English, right?
I think that would be the causal.
Causal is also in the instrumental.
Causal.
Instrumental and ablative can be used causally. Instrumental is by means of, because of, ablative also.
So could you use the ablative?
You probably could. You probably could. But instrumental, just from my reading, instrumental is subtly a little bit more appropriate. But both can be used causally. Other times with instrumental, it's more ablative. It's more in the case of like a logical cause or a material cause.
But it would never be accusative, so you wouldn't say, I mean, Chaturiana would never take an accusative.
Not with Vismai. Because Vismi is what we call an intransitive verb. It's the intransitive verb means the verb reflects back on the subject. In that case, it won't take an object. Intransitive verbs don't take an object. Like if I say the sun shines, shine is intransitive. It's something that's going back to an activity of the sun. It's not, with the word shines, it's not the sun shines the earth, you know. The sun shines goes back to the sun. If you say the person cries, cries is an activity that goes back to happening to the subject, not what the subject is doing to somebody else. So here, the people wonder. So the wonderment or the amazement is something that the person is experiencing. It's not, the verb is not being done to somebody else. Transitive verb means the verb is being done to something else. He hits the ball. So, right? So the activity is toward an object. In transitive verbs, the activity is not toward an object. So here, the people are amazed, are in wonderment. What is the cause of that? Rama's skill. Krishna's skill. Okay, let's do another one. Devasya aradhanaya ganam arabhamahe. Devasya aradhanaya ganam arabhamahe. Devasya aradhanaya. Say that. Ganam arabhamahe. What's the verb? What do you think the root is? The root is actually rub. Should be ram. Let's see if they put that anuswara here. I want to see how they give it to you. No, they don't have it here. Let me just tell you what it is. Rub means to begin. A is a preposition, right? Usually a verbal root, is only one syllable. And so when you see two syllables, look at the first syllable and see if that's a preposition. It usually is, okay? So arambh actually means to begin, to be doing something or to initiate, to begin doing something. And so if you say arabhamahe, what would that mahe ending be?
First person plural.
First person plural. Let me give you the name. The word means deva is a god. Aradhana means to please or to propitiate. Ganam means song or singing, means singing. What do you think it says?
We all sing.
Ganam arabhamahe. Arabhamahe. We begin. Ganam.
That's
Ganam, is it singing?
To the gods.
To please.
Oh, right.
Except
Aradhana, isn't that for pleasure or for
pleasure? Aradhana means to propitiate or to please. Or for the pleasure of, that's all right. Yeah.
Why is the A before the Mahe?
It's a preposition.
The A is?
The A. The, oh, the Amahe?
Yeah.
Oh, because Rab is the root.
Right.
Plus the Gana sign, A. And that Gana sign, before, in the nominal, in the, first person before a ma or va becomes long.
Oh,
no, that's right. So we begin ganam, accusative singular. We begin singing. Mm-hmm. Now remember that the what case is aradhanaya?
Dative
singular. That like ramaya. Dative singular is indirect object and also in the sense of for, to, or for the sake of. Okay, it has the sense of for the sake of, or in order to, for the sake of, in order to. So literally, in English, this says, Devasya Aradhanaya, for the sake of the pleasing of God, for the pleasing of the Deva. Okay? We wouldn't say it quite like that in English. We would say in order to please God, in order to propitiate the Lord, okay? Or the Devata. Which is fine, but if you were to be really literal here, it would be of God, for the pleasing, singing, we begin.
It's singing, Ganam, isn't that
a
first person?
Ganam is the nominative, is the accusative singular.
So it's neuter. Singing is a verb, or is it a song?
No, no. Singing is called a gerund. Like if I say, I begin singing. I begin sweeping. I begin talking. So now, that's a verbal form, that's a nominative form of a verb. Okay? It's called a gerund. Of the god,
yeah.
Devasya, Aradhanaya, for the sake of pleasing, right? In order for the pleasing of God.
Oh.
Dative, Aradhanaya.
Singular.
Yeah. Like Rama, for the pleasing Devasya Aradhanaya, for the pleasing of God, Ganam Arabhamahe. I begin Ganam, nominative singular,
yeah.
Accusative singular. I begin the singing for pleasing God.
Yeah.
For the pleasing of God. We won't say it. We say in order to please God. We all begin singing. In order to please God. Devasya, for propitiating, for pleasing the Lord, for the pleasing of the Lord, which we won't say in English. We all begin singing.
So it's sort of like we all begin the singing.
Yeah.
So not,
yeah, or we engage in, to begin or be engaged in.
Okay.
We could say, in English you might say we are all singing or we all begin to sing. We all begin to sing in order to please the Lord. We say it so many different ways.
So in English, when you say we all begin to sing, is the sing in there a gerund?
If you say we all begin to sing, which is how we might, that's a verb, that's an infinitive. We might translate this like that because it would be better in English.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the structure in the Sanskrit. Huh? Yeah, we're going to do one more sentence and then take a break. Okay. Diva. Tarakani na prakashante. What's the verb?
Prakashante.
Na prakashante. Diva means is an indeclinable. It means by day. Diva.
By day.
By day. Indeclinable.
By day.
By day. By day.
You mean daylight?
Yeah, by, yeah. By daylight, by day. Taraka is a star, Taraka. Prakash means to shine.
Sorry, Taraka is a
star. Star.
Oh,
yeah.
Tataka? What gender is that going to be? Tatakani. Palum play, palani. Yeah, Tatakani. Right? Neuter. Plural. What's the root? What do you think the verbal root is? Oops.
The verbal root?
Mm-hmm. I think the root is actually kosh with a long R. Oh, let me look it up. I don't think it's kosh that becomes kosh. It's actually kosh. And what do you think the pra is there? Preposition. Kosh is a preposition. Let me see. Kosh, first dominator with pra to shine. Kosh.
So what if it didn't have the preposition pra in there?
You don't usually see that, ever. You don't usually see just kosh. You always see prakash, but it would still mean to shine. Pra often does not change the meaning of the root. It just intensifies it. Yeah.
And Tataka is a star?
Mm-hmm. So what does it say?
Tarakani, because
Tarakani.
It's a na, because it's a ra.
Yeah. The, see that na? The lingual na is because of the ra.
By day the stars don't shine.
Mm-hmm. You get in English, you say, during the day the stars don't shine, by day the stars don't shine, whatever. By day stars not shine. Okay. Okay, let's take a little break. Ready? Let's do something a little different for a minute. Okay. Oh, ready? Okay. Without using your books, repeat after me, okay? We're gonna do the masculine us. Ramaha Ramau Ramaha.
Ramaha
Ramau
Ramaha.
Ramaha Ramau Ramaha.
Ramam
Ramau Raman.
Ramam
Ramau
Raman.
Ramaha Ramau Ramaha. Ramam Ramau Raman.
Ramaha Ramau Ramaha. Ramam Ramau Raman.
Say it with me. Ramaha Ramau Ramaha. Ramam Ramau Raman. Ramaha Ramau Ramaha. Ramam Ramau Raman.
Ramaha Ramau Ramaha. Ramam Ramau Raman.
Ramena Rama Pyam Ramaihi.
Ramena Rama Pyam Ramaihi.
Ramena Rama Pyam Ramaihi.
Ramena Rama Pyam Ramaihi.
Ramaya Rama Pyam Rame Pyah.
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 Ramena Rama Pyam Ramaihi. Ramaya Rama Pyam Rame Pyah.
Ramena Rama Pyam.
Say it with me. Ramena Rama Pyam Ramaihi. Ramaya Rama Pyam Rame Pyah. Ramena Rama Pyam Ramaihi. Ramaya Rama Pyam Rame Pyah. Ramat Rama Pyam Rame Pyah.
Ramat Rama Pyam Rame
Pyah.
Ramat Rama Pyam Rame Pyah.
Ramaya Rama Pyam Rame Pyah. Ramat Rama Pyam Rame Pyah.
Ramaya Rama Pyam Rame Pyah. Ramat Rama Pyam Rame Pyah.
Ramasya Ramayoho Ramanam.
Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam.
Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam.
Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam.
Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam.
Ramat, Ramabhyam, Ramepyaha, Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam.
Ramat, Ramabhyam, Ramepyaha, Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam.
Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu.
Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu.
Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu.
Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu.
Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam. Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu.
Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam.
Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam, Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu.
Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam, Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu.
Okay. What is Raman? What part of speech? Raman. Raman.
Plural.
Accusative plural. Ramena.
Instrument. In first person.
Singular. Ramena.
First person instrument.
Ramena.
I mean singular instrument.
Okay. Instrumental singular. Ramena. Right? Ramal.
It's a whole bunch.
Dual.
Nominative, accusative, and
locative.
I mean, invocative.
No. Invocative. And invocative. That's right. Yeah. Invocative. Nominative, an accusative dual, and vocative dual. Okay. What is Ramat?
Oh,
Ramat.
It's singular. We know it's singular.
Singular.
It's
ablative
singular.
Ablative singular. Ramat. What is Ramaya? Ramaya.
Dative singular.
Dative singular. Ramaya. Dative singular. What is Ramaha?
Nominative
singular. Ramaha. What is Rameshu?
Locative plural.
Ramebhyaha.
Plural.
Good. What about Ramaha? Ramaha. Nominative plural. Right? Nominative plural. Ramaihi.
Plural. Instrumental plural.
Ramaihi. Instrumental plural. Ramabhyam. Ramabhyam.
Instrumental
data of ablative. Ramabhyam. What about Ramayoho?
Oh, yeah, that's dual. That's genitive and ablative dual.
Genitive and locative dual.
All right, the bottom.
The Bhyams are the duals for the instrumental, dative, and ablative. Okay. Let's go. Think of this word order. Nominative, accusative, instrumental. Say that.
Nominative, accusative, instrumental.
Dative, ablative, genitive. Locative, vocative. That's the order. Okay? Nominative, accusative, instrumental, dative. Ablative, genitive, locative, vocative.
Ablative, genitive,
locative, vocative. Okay, so nominative, accusative, instrumental, dative, ablative, genitive, locative, vocative. One more time.
Nominative, accusative, instrumental, dative, genitive, locative,
good. Okay. Now, we're just going to do just a couple more times. We're going to do the Ramaha again, just a couple more times, okay? So repeat after me. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, Ramam, Ramau, Raman. Ramena, Rama, Pyam, Ramaihi, Ramaya, Rama, Pyam, Ramebhyah.
Ramena, Rama, Pyam, Ramaihi, Ramaya, Rama, Pyam, Ramebhyah.
Ramat, Rama, Pyam, Ramebhyah, Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramana. Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu, Rama, Ramau, Ramaha.
Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu, Rama, Ramau, Ramaha.
Good. Now give me the dative line.
Fourth down.
Data. Ramaya, Rama, Pyam, Ramebhyah.
Ramaya, Rama, Pyam, Ramebhyah.
Give me the accusative line. Ramam, Ramau, Raman. Good, that's good. Give me the genitive line. Genitive line. Ramasya. Genitive, right? After ablative. Ramasya. Ramayoho. Ramanam. Okay? Give me the ablative line. Ramat. Ramanam. Ramat. Ramabhyam. Ramebhyah. Give me the nominative line. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. Give me the locative line. Locative,
locative.
All the way down. Right before.
Rame,
Ramayoho, Rameshu. Okay, we're going to do this once more and then you can take a little rest. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, Ramam, Ramau, Raman. Ramena, Rama, Pyam, Ramaihi, Ramaya, Rama, Pyam, Ramebhyah.
Ramena, Rama, Pyam, Ramaihi, Ramaya, Rama, Pyam, Ramebhyah.
Ramat, Rama, Pyam, Ramebhyah, Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam.
Ramat, Rama, Pyam, Ramebhyah, Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam.
Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu, Rama, Ramau, Ramaha.
Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu, Rama, Ramau, Ramaha.
Okay, good. Everybody okay?
We should do one of those at least every week.
We'll do it every week.
Yeah.
We'll work on this every week.
Just a drill.
Eventually, it'll just all be just there. If I say, what's Ramat, you'll say ablative singular. It just takes a while. Repetition, but... All right. Is that enough for us today? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.